WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. We have our weekly jazz review now with music critic Francis Davis. Jazz pianist Steve Kuhn has been making music for over 25 years. He's played with many well-known musicians, but his solo career has never taken him to the top. Francis says only now is Kuhn really coming into his own.
Jazz musicians who don't become famous often become answers to trivia questions about the ones who do. Take Steve Kuhn, for example. He was the pianist in the John Coltrane Quartet before McCoy Tyner. That was in 1960 when Kuhn was 22. He never recorded with Coltrane, but he did make albums with Stan Getz, Kenny Dorham, and Art Farmer, among others, later in the decade. In the 1970s, Kuhn suffered a kind of identity crisis. In this, he was not unique. Jazz itself was suffering an identity crisis at the time. First, Kuhn switched to electric keyboards. Then, after pulling the plug, so to speak, he wrote mopey art songs. But Kuhn has regained his form on two recent albums. The first is Life's Magic on Black Hawk Records. It was recorded live at New York's Village Vanguard. It features Kuhn with bassist Ron Carter and drummer Al Foster. You heard a little bit of it earlier. Despite the expansive nature of its performances, what's finally so pleasing about Life's Magic is how much these three veteran musicians trust to inference. It's a pleasure hearing them telegraph rhythms and melodies to one another. But Kuhn's other new album is even more remarkable. It's self-descriptively titled Mostly Ballads, and it's on New World Records. It's evenly divided between Kuhn piano solos and duets with bassist Harvey Swartz. The program includes pop standards like How High the Moon and Body and Soul, as well as jazz standards like Erjan and Round Midnight. It's one of the albums I might pull off the shelf to show how a sensitive improviser can bring autobiographical meditation to bear on songs that belong to no one in particular at this point. But not only that, some of the performances on Mostly Ballads also show how a sensitive improviser can rehabilitate treacle. Here's an example, Steve Kuhn's version of a song not usually thought of as a jazz vehicle, the old Patti Page hit Tennessee Waltz. Thank you. From the album Mostly Ballads, pianist Steve Kuhn's surprisingly shapely reading of Tennessee Waltz. Actually, Kuhn's affinity for such material isn't really such a surprise. 20 years ago, he recorded an entire album of country ballads with fellow pianist Toshiko Akiyoshi. What might surprise some people, though, but really shouldn't, is that Steve Kuhn has made the best album of his career at the age of 47. Some time ago, the influential French jazz critic André Hodier wrote an essay called Why Do They Age So Badly? In it, he bemoaned the inevitable decline of jazz musicians as they approached middle age. One of his targets was Roy Eldridge, who was all of 39 at the time. My point here isn't to ridicule Hodier, but rather to suggest that, for whatever variety of reasons, it takes some musicians longer to blossom than others. Steve Kuhn is a good example of a musician who was well worth waiting for.
Francis Davis is the author of In the Moment, Jazz in the 1980s. He also writes about jazz for The Atlantic and the Philadelphia Inquirer. You're listening to Fresh Air.